Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 193 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show to torch the life out of you. That's just the mood I'm in this week. But got some really good stuff coming up. Primus, bit of Satan, Tail Gunner for a start. But to kick things off, here's a new one, Category 7, a track called Apple of Discord.
Yeah.
So two new ones to break things in there. So that was, first up was Category Sim, Level Discord, which features John Bush of Armored Saint on vocals and Phil Demmel of X Violence, X Machine Head, now with Kerry King's band, and Jason Bittner from Overkill, who's now left Overkill, I believe, and that drum seat's been filled from the guy from Venom Inc. And after that was a new one to me, Infected Rain, came over from Metal Blade, and a track called Pandemonium from their new album Time. They're Moldavian. Wee bit of everything in there. There's a bit of industrial in there, just normal straight ahead metal, a bit of screaming, a bit of symphonic vocals almost. Interesting stuff if you like that sort of thing. So one, a request in this week from Donald McBrien and from a band called Cobra Spell. I've been following their guitarist on Facebook for a while now, and the music's great stuff, so it is a female band, and this is a track called Addicted to the Night from 2022.
Getting darker.
First up there was Cobra Spell with Addicted to the Night. Good, straightforward, hard rock, heavy metal, great vocals, and lots of harmonies not going on. Must check out more. Enjoyed that. I've been following for a while on Facebook, just getting wee bits and snippets here and there, but that must check out the albums now. And after that was On Two Others, a goth metal band from Portland. The place is not that synonymous with anything good usually, but this band are great, and that was a track called Downtown from their Strength album from 2021. They played here last year, year before, didn't make it to the gig, but by all accounts was a good gig, and that album's well worth checking out. So another wee request this week from an old friend of mine I keep together with on Facebook and random, first time in the flesh for years and years and years. And this is a track from Primus and a cover version of NIB by Black Sabbath. From Nativity in Black, the second one, which didn't get quite the same sort of advertising as the first one did. But anyway, this is Primus. Thank you. And after Primus keeping it ultra weird, that was Mr. Bungle with My Ass Is On Fire from their first album. And see, their albums have been released on vinyl in a box set. There's only three of them, but it's like 99 quid. It's steep oil price, but it looks good. But I think I'll give it a miss on this occasion, unless I get it cheap. Okay, so on to something else new. This is a band called Goat Semen and a track called Heed the Call, which is from their 2024 EP, which I'm not going to give you the title of. Just go and check it out yourself. It's absolutely ludicrous. But anyway, this is Heed the Call.
Yeah!
following that up with Stranglewire and a track called Heavily Medicated from their Shaped by Human Frailty album from 2022. I believe there's another album in the works, but when that will come to light, we do not know at this time. But that features a band member, Ross Duffy, who I also play in a band with. He plays in lots of bands and great guitarist, and you should check him out. So next week we've got another round of gigs coming up in the shape of old new wave of British heavy metal guy Satan, and this is their latest single, Turn the Tide, and they're playing the Voodoo on the 7th of September, I believe it is, a Saturday, 6:30 doors. Means you'll be able to get public transport, all pans out well. Okay, so this is Satan, Turn the Tide. We'll be right back.
This is the life that's been chosen for me. I won't back down from this fight. I have one desire, but to see with my own eyes all the wonders my dreams gifted me. Give to me a sign.
Satan, that was Seven Sisters from the UK as well, with a track called The Artifice from their Shadow of a Fallen Star from 2021. They were to be supporting Satan, but as of today they've dropped out because of health issues with one of them, so can't really knock them for that. But I see in Newcastle they've support now is Abaddon, the old Venom drummer, but obviously we're not going to get that here, unfortunately. But anyway, be worth going to as a gig anyway. Next up, another request from Donald McBrien. This is from a band called Vod, spelled V-O-J-D. And it's a track called Breakout from their Outer Ocean album from 2018 that features ex-members of Enforcer, Entombed, Live Candlemass, guitars, Niflheim, you name it, these guys are in it. You know, it's just straight-head rock, more or less. But check us out anyway. This one's called Breakout.
Yeah!
after Vod, that's how I'm going to pronounce it, unless anybody can correct me. And straight after them, that was Tailgunner, who supported KK's Priest in Belfast last week. And that was a track called Revolution Scream from the Guns Are Higher from 2023. The band's profile is rising, and they were been on the festival bills over the summer, so their profile's rising. So one to watch, and that's for sure. So another new one to me, I was introduced to last weekend and quite taken by it was as well. There's a band called Rip to Shreds. This is a track called Eight Immortals Feast from the Loan album from 2020.
We'll be right back.
First up there was Ripped to Shreds with the Immortals Feast. Death metal, we've got a grind throwing from San Jose in California. Brand new to me, love it. Looking forward to hearing more by them. And after that was Okus from the Drakana Direction, and a track called Bodies from their album from 2013. They've got a couple of albums out now. Very fierce band featuring another guy playing a band with Johnny, and a band I really do enjoy listening to. It's just that old crusty D beat feel to it. So thanks a lot for listening. It's been a lot of new stuff this week and a couple of weird things thrown in for good measure. But to finish off, I'm going to go out on Stone Temple Pilots with a track called Big Empty from the Purple album from 1994. I recently just got a nice reissue of this on vinyl. It sounds fantastic. It's one of the few records in a while that I've just lift the needle off and put it right back to the start again. Don't do that very often with an album, but this one I just truly love. So this is Big Empty. And so until next week, look after yourselves.
Driving faster in my car, falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and lie some more. These conversations kill.